This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
Hi, we're in the studio today with Roxanne Irving, who is the International Support Officer in International Student Services. Roxanne, welcome.
Thank you.
It's
good to be here.
Great. It's great to have you here this morning. And first of all, I know you've been at Mohawk for a few years now, but welcome to Mohawk since I'm new and it's the first time we've met, and delighted that you're here. Tell us a little bit about where your home was before you came to Hamilton and before you ended up at Mohawk College.
Okay, so I'm originally from Jamaica. I came from Westmoreland, which is a small town in the west side of, we're close to Negril in Jamaica, beautiful beaches, I must add. I came here originally for studies. My aunt invited me to come do a program just to see if I like what it feels like in Canada. Fortunately, I came in winter, so it wasn't that much of a welcome, but I adjusted as much as possible. I've been here now 3 years since, 3 years, 10 months, counting, since I've gotten here first, and it's been a really good experience. I love the environment. The college is awesome, so...
So you arrived in Canada from Jamaica in the dead of winter. Was it January, February, something like that?
January 8th, to be exact.
Okay, so a nice cold January day. What was your transition like when you transitioned from the Caribbean into Mohawk?
It was very hard. It was super hard because I'm from a country where it's always warm. We have only one season, and it's summer. So coming to Canada in winter, I packed as much as I could. Coming from a warm country, is that much warmth you have there. So my aunt said, okay, bring all the pants and jackets you have. I didn't have much pants or jackets. So when I got here, she met me at the airport with a winter jacket, a winter shoes, scarves, mitten, and hat. And that's, I'm like, why do I need all this clothes? And she's like, oh, you'll see. Step outside the airport, oh my gosh, it was something completely different. It was a culture shock, but I kind of like the sight of the snow at the first glance, and then I'm like, okay, this is getting too much snow now, because the snow lasted a long while in that particular winter, so, yeah.
Your story reminded me a little bit about the scene in Cool Runnings, when the Jamaican bobsled team comes out of the Calgary airport for the Calgary Winter Olympics and turns around and goes back in and puts on every piece of clothing they've got in their bag.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Well, I'm hopeful, maybe some of our listeners are as well, that we have a much warmer winter this year. So as you came in and since then you've started to work with international students, tell me a little bit about what that is like. So what do you actually do? What is your role in student services working with the international students?
So my current role is to deal with all the background of international students. So when a student come to Canada brand new, if they have a program choice, they need to change their program. If their program isn't fully set up for them, I'm the one who does all the setting up. I'm the one who prepare their record, get their timetable set up for them. I'm the one who do all the refunds, transfer the fees, like everything that has to do with the student background touching, I do all of that record creation and set up.
And what sort of issues would they have that you would be helping them with? What type of struggles and challenges do they run into when they arrive here in Hamilton?
Some might have questions about accommodations, and they'll send them back to see me because I'm the only person who have a set desk, which I'm always there to help persons who are odd persons coming in. So they'll send back to see about accommodations. Persons ask about their insurance coverage. They come back and see me because I deal with all the insurance order also. Person might have issues with something in particular. Say I have a class and I've missed the first class. What do I do? Then they'll need to talk to somebody. So they come to me and I'll help them to get to the right person to talk to. So I'll get them an advisor. I'll get them a program coordinator, someone who can help to guide them along that particular struggle that they're having with their missing of a class or missing of an assignment.
You're listening to In the Studio.
In the Studio.
With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
We're in the studio today with Roxanne Irving, who is the International Support Officer for International Student Services. Roxanne, you're part of a new initiative called Global Hamilton Connect. Can you talk to us a little bit about this initiative? What is it all about? What does it do? Who does it serve? And so on.
Okay. So Global Hamilton Connect came together. It's a group of young international persons. So we're either immigrants or students that came to Canada over the last couple of years. And we came together in May 2014, so recently, and the Hamilton City said that we need something new for the city, something that we can have to help a person to stay in Hamilton after finishing your studies, stay, not just finish your studies and then move on to somewhere else in the country or something like that. So we come together to say, okay, we will provide these persons with a place where they can play, grow up together, they can mingle, network. We'll showcase employment for them. We'll showcase volunteer opportunities. So we're basically, we had our first event on the 1st of October, was our launch, where we had a good sense of what they're all about and what persons really want from us. So the outcome was over, I think, 80 persons or so turned up for the event. And we had persons from all over, so from McMaster, from Mohawk, from Redeemer. Different colleges and universities came for that particular event where we get to know what they're here for. They get to see what we have to present for them, what we can help them with. So we have a couple of events coming up in the future. We have a hike in October, which we're going to do a hike in Hamilton, just to showcase Hamilton natural environment. We have immigration consulting that we're going to present to them in January, just to have them get an idea of what they can do after studies or what they can do with their immigration purposes. And we have, say, art crawl for a fun event planning for them. We have networking session planning for everyone. So it's just a way of getting persons together outside of the college environment, outside of their whole normal environment, to mingle with new faces, new professionals, persons from different aspects of life.
So who would you connect them with in terms of resources from the Hamilton community? What type of organizations or people are they looking for as they think about what might be next, the next steps for them after college?
So we're doing this basically now based on our own experience, what we've had as a student and as a new immigrant. So currently we are offering them connection to persons at employers. So we're saying that we have employers that might be looking for someone, they don't know they can find the person, we'll get them together. So we connect with a Hamilton Hive group, which also is a big group in Hamilton that helped to connect a lot of volunteer opportunities. So we connect into persons who are in that group, will probably help find an employment opportunity. We had immigration issues when we came here. So we're finished your studies, you finish your diploma or your degree, what do you do next? You want to stay in Canada, you have to get a work permit. Okay, how do you do it? Not everyone knows how to get that permit afterwards. So we help them with application processes, getting the person, right person to help them with the application processes. And if you're currently a worker and you want to become an immigrant to Canada, how do you do it? They don't really know how to do it, then we'll get an immigration consultant to kind of help them walk through the process of getting to stay into Canada afterwards. We currently have a member of our group, executive member, which is studying to become an immigration consultant, so she'd be a good asset at the end of our program to help these people further along that particular choice.
And did you have that kind of help when you were making the transition to Hamilton?
No, I didn't really have anyone who kind of helped me this transition. I practically did it myself, and that's why I see the need for have person need the help of that, because it's very hard to deal with immigration overall. It's a long process. It's a hard. It gets very frustrating. So if you're not strong-headed and good and hard-hearted, you will probably give up after doing one or two pages. You have to have the drive to continue. So it's good to have someone to actually help you walk through the process or say, hey, don't give up. You need to just push to the end and get assistance from here. We normally call the helpline, which is a good tip to call, but what they do for you is the same thing you can do for yourself, because they have to do the exact same thing. What you can probably do is search information on their website or call another immigration consultant. So I had to do all of this on my own. I'm currently at a point where I've applied for my post for my PR application in April, and that was all done on my own by research and reading and seeing what's there. So we think it's good to have someone to help people in this aspect, because persons of one of my group members have applied before and it was rejected because she missed one point in her application. So you don't know all the key points to check for. So at least having someone there to help persons guide, even to look over the application after they're finished, that would be a good help for everyone.
It sounds like a great service, having resources available to students to help them plan for whatever's the next stage if they want to stay in the country. Amazing work. Tell me, finally, I know we're running out of time, but why did you choose Hamilton? Why did you decide to come here of all the places in Canada to start with?
I chose Hamilton because my aunt is a Hamiltonian. She's been here for 25 years going, and she loves Hamilton. And knowing that I'm from a small part of Jamaica where it was reclassified as country, then Hamilton is like my country reserve for me. It's more of a relaxed point. I love the environment. It has a lot of natural resources, which I'm used to. And I can go, if I want to go to a lake, I can go to a ravine and I can see the beautiful waterfall. I can see the small falls. It's like, it reminds me of home. So it feels like my home. So it's like me being in Jamaica, but just a bit colder in Hamilton. And it's also a good place to be because I've seen that it's developing as time goes on. The colleges are very good in Hamilton. I have no regrets coming to Mohawk College. It's one of the best colleges I've been to so far. I've only been to two, but one of the best that I've been to. And the lecturers here makes it even better for you. So after finishing studies, I'm like, okay, this is the place to be. Everyone is so caring. Everyone has all the resources you need. It's developing. It's growing as time goes on. It's a good place to be in.
Roxanne, thank you very much for being here today. You heard it here first that Hamilton is like Jamaica, just a little bit colder. So thank you for that. Roxanne, thank you for your time today. This has been In the Studio with Roxanne Irving, who's the International Support Officer in our International Student Services and also part of a new initiative called Global Hamilton Connect.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.